Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Memorial Day, Monday, May 25th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian.
And I'm Sarith Hawk.
Well, Sarith, we are doing something a little different today. We are going to talk about us, the podcast.
That's right.
And actually, more specifically, we are here to talk about you. Because, dear listener, Sarith is now going to carry the torch forward as the new host of Central Valley Daily. Congrats, Sarith.
Thanks so much, Liz.
Well, listeners have heard your voice before, so it may not be a total shock, but because I know inquiring minds want to know, I do want to talk a little bit about the evolution of the podcast and have you share a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So Central Valley Daily launched in September 2024. Those who have listened from the start know that our producer, Jonathan Linden, and I have been tag teaming this thing for a while. And in that time, we have talked to so many people. We have a lot of memorable moments as we have worked out all the kinks that come with launching a new product. And today, we are more than 400 episodes into this thing, and we are not going anywhere, but we are excited to turn over a new leaf and have you host the podcast, Sarith. Now, you've been hosting for a little while now and getting a feel for things, but I just want to know to start, how's it going so far?
Yeah, you know, it's been really great, Liz. It's always been fun to step into something new, but, you know, also challenging in its own way. It's really felt good to be back in the newsroom, honestly, and this time focused on the process of creating the podcast. And that means I've just really been immersed in research and interviews, but I feel really lucky. You know, every day I learn something interesting, whether it's from a guest or from someone in our newsroom. And, you know, really got a shout out, 400 plus episodes. That's a milestone.
Thank you. We're really proud. It's been a team effort with Jonathan and the whole newsroom. And I'm looking at Jonathan in the studio, nodding his head. But we're excited to continue onward. And I do want to note, this might be your first podcast, but you've actually been a host here at the station. You're transitioning over from hosting one of our broadcast shows. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your time hosting, All Things Considered, and how that compares to hosting a podcast.
Yeah, you know, hosting All Things Considered really allowed me to get back to my broadcast roots. Hosting a radio show was actually my first ever media job, by the way, back when I was an undergrad student at Fresno State. So stepping into All Things Considered allowed me to focus really on the craft of hosting and producing a news program that's totally live on the air. I think it really tested my technical skills too, because I was also the board op. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, doing that job made me really aware of my presentation, how I handle things under pressure when it's all on me, you know, but also helped me lock into the whole NPR universe and really get a feel for the kinds of interviews and news that was covered nationally and internationally. So really, I think all of that gave me a good foundation to turn around and host the podcast now. And, you know, I'm still delivering the news, but now there's an interview portion that requires a lot more research and prep, as you know, Liz. Mm-hmm. And while it's not live, there's still a lot of what feels like live elements. You know, once the mic is on, I know it's my job to guide the conversation, but also allow it to take its course naturally. Another big difference is that I'm not doing this all on my own now. This is a whole team effort, and it gets a lot of input from the newsroom as a whole.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. It's a responsibility, but it's also a team effort in the sense that you're not just in the studio by yourself broadcasting. There's a lot leading up to the actual recording. And we're thankful for everybody's input for that. And so you've got some experience hosting, but you're also an award-winning radio reporter. For people who might not know, you actually won a National Edward R. Murrow Award that is considered the highest honor in journalism. That was while you were working here at the station in 2022. I thought you could tell us a little bit about that story that won the award and just your time reporting here.
Yeah, thank you so much, Liz. That was really an amazing experience. The story that won the award was an investigative report I did about education. I looked at the gap between student attendance data and actual student engagement, and that was all during distance learning in the pandemic. I really have to give credit to my editors and my mentors, Aaron Glantz and Alice Daniel, for helping me get through that reporting project. During my time reporting here, I've actually covered a variety of local governments around the Valley and really gotten into the politics, especially at Fresno City Hall. Mm-hmm. You know, that includes just a range of policy issues all around the Valley, including healthcare and in the environment. I feel like I'm really familiar with a lot of the newsmakers here in the Valley because I've either interviewed them for stories or covered their stances on issues. And not just at KVPR, I've had a long history of working in the news in the Valley overall. My first jobs were at TV stations KMPH and KC, where I worked as a news producer.
So cool. Well, you've had this successful reporting experience here, and then you went back to Fresno State, actually, to get your master's and recently just graduated with your MFA in creative writing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What inspired that shift to go back to school?
Yeah, you know, I have my degree in hand, and I am still processing the fact that I've actually finished. It was a long 3 years, but one of the best decisions I've ever made. I got into it because I thought, you know, it could serve as an avenue into maybe teaching down the road, maybe teaching journalism. During my time in the program, I actually took a break from working in news, and I think that allowed me to think about writing in a different way, that there are, you know, different ways to tell stories creatively. I've spent so much time as a writer telling other people's stories, which I love. You know, it's why I became a journalist. But Fresno State's MFA program showed me how to develop my own voice and to tell my own story.
I love that. A big part of your story that I would be remiss if I did not mention is your family's donut shop, Sprinkles Donuts. Cerise family has the best donuts in Fresno. I am not just saying that. They are the freshest, and we are very lucky to work with Cerise. She often brings us some of her family's just divine creations. Tell us a little bit about the shop and your family's story, because that was a key inspiration for a lot of your writing at Fresno State, right?
Yeah, thank you so much, Liz. My parents have been in the donut business for almost 40 years now. It's kind of crazy. It's something that's always been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. And it's had such a prominent place that I didn't recognize that it is its own story. I was inspired to write about how my parents came into the business as Cambodian refugees. Like a lot of other Cambodian refugees who survived the Khmer Rouge genocide, they came to the U.S. without any money or skills, and working at donut shops was a way to survive. They became part of a network of Cambodians who did this work, and eventually they owned their own donut shops. So my parents got into the business and they never left it. And I write about that origin story that I think relates to so many immigrant communities. It's a very American story of resilience. And I'm currently working on a draft of a book.
So cool. So great to get to know a little bit more about your backstory and what led you to this position. That leads me to ask, how does it feel for you to come back to radio after dedicating that time to work on your writing? Do you think finding your voice as a writer has changed maybe how you approach hosting and just your journalism work in general?
Yeah, thanks so much for that, Liz. It really feels wonderful to be back. I feel more grounded in my writing, and having had the practice of hosting a live show and the experience of reporting on issues here in the Valley, I'm really excited about how storytelling on Central Valley Daily will evolve over time. You know, I'm incredibly honored to be in the hosting chair. It's really a great responsibility and not one that I take lightly.
Well, you look great sitting there.
So. Thanks, Liz.
All right. Well, we are so excited to see you make the podcast your own. You've already done incredible work with Jonathan. Listeners, if you have not heard yet the April 15th episode that Cerise hosted on Mexican-American singer Selena, you are in for a treat. Lots of her music is featured and beautifully edited in by Jonathan. So please do go listen to that. Well, Cerise, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Liz. I feel like we should mention, too, that you're still at the station and helping oversee our on-air hosts and broadcasts. How do you feel about handing off the podcast now?
I am so excited to see it just continue to evolve. I'm proud of what we've accomplished so far. And of course, a big part of what I see as my duty is just continuing to promote the podcast. I really spearhead getting the interviews from the podcast onto our radio broadcast so that listeners who mainly listen there can still hear the interviews you're doing.
Yeah.
I also produce a lot of the promos on air about the podcast, and I'm always thinking of ways that we can continue to elevate these conversations, reach more people, and we just want to be a convener of essential conversations in the Valley and are exploring ways that we can continue to do that. So who knows what form that will take in the coming months and year, but I'm excited about that. And then, of course, if you'd ever like a day off, I'm here to fill in for you whenever you need me.
That sounds awesome, Liz. I might take you up on that.
Of course. Well, I thought it would only be appropriate if we did a little sign off together. Are you up for that?
Oh, let's do it.
All right. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian.
And I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.